The Israeli government has made it very clear once again that they're not interested in a ceasefire. They're not interested in releasing the hostages. They want to keep killing. Netanyahu's recent rejection of the Palestinian offer for ceasefire makes it clear once again that this is what they're doing. And of course, we know that killing is not only not stopping, but is increasing even as we speak. So here is what I believe the international community needs to do, and needs to do quickly, since it's obvious what the Israelis, who are the source of the violence and the source of the misery and the source of the killing, are not interested in stopping the killing. It's time to impose severe sanctions. It is time to demand a complete and unconditional release of Palestinian prisoners, the lifting of the siege on Gaza, allocating billions of dollars to rehabilitate Gaza and provide humanitarian aid to the people of Gaza, to take away all checkpoints and anything that hinders the freedom of movement of Palestinians in Palestine. And these demands need to be demanded, not asked. And until such time that the state of Israel is ready to accept these demands, there should be a complete and absolute end to all weapon sales to Israel. There should be an embargo on weapon sales. Not a single weapon, not a single type of ammunition should be sold to Israel, and anybody selling to Israel needs to be penalized. These are the kinds of conditions that needs to be imposed. It needs to be. The Israeli government has made it very clear once again that they're not interested in a ceasefire. They're not interested in releasing the hostages. They want to keep killing. Netanyahu's recent rejection of the Palestinian offer for ceasefire makes it clear once again that this is what they're doing. And of course, we know that killing is not only not stopping, but is increasing even as we speak. So here is what I believe the international community needs to do, and needs to do quickly, since it's obvious what the Israelis, who are the source of the violence and the source of the misery and the source of the killing, are not interested in stopping the killing. It's time to impose severe sanctions. It is time to demand a complete and unconditional release of Palestinian prisoners, the lifting of the siege on Gaza, allocating billions of dollars to rehabilitate Gaza and provide humanitarian aid to the people of Gaza, to take away all checkpoints and anything that hinders the freedom of movement of Palestinians in Palestine. And these demands need to be demanded, not asked. And until such time that the state of Israel is ready to accept these demands, there should be a complete and absolute end to all weapons.